We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're with Athena Hutchins, the executive director for NITEC. It's going to be a busy summer season, and a lot of the construction kicks off this upcoming week, starting on Monday. What can people expect?
Yeah, some of the bigger projects, they're a continuation of projects that were occurring last year. So there's the Skyway project, there's the I-290 near Colvin Boulevard project, and then there's the I-90 near the Lackawanna Toll project. Those are the three bigger projects we're going to see in this region. Again, this year, they were started last year.
So let's get to the big question that everybody who is listening to this, they're going to wonder, okay, how is this going to affect my drive?
Correct. So that's what I want to make sure people are aware of. The Skyway specifically, because that's when they're actually going to be closures. So you're going to have to be prepared to know when the Skyway is going to be closed, when it's going to be open. It's going to be the same as last year, where it was open for inbound traffic into the city during the morning commute, and then it was open outbound during the afternoon commute. There is one little difference this year because they're doing the other direction. So one of the closures, the ramp from the 190 South to Route 5 Skyway will be closed the entire duration for this project. So that is something new and different this year that people are going to have to they're going to have to get there to the Skyway differently than they're used to. That ramp will be closed.
So how would you recommend people go about doing that then? Because that's going to be kind of one of the big questions here in this situation, especially if they're coming 190 South. Does that mean that they would have to then get off of Niagara Street?
They could either do Niagara Street. I think the posted detour is getting off at Louisiana Street. So it's a personal preference. I think learn a couple different routes, just because if one way is congested, you might want to learn a different route, and that might not be as congested. So, if you're coming from the north down south and you want to go, I mean, I personally probably would do Niagara Street. But again, if it's congested, then I might want to look alternative, and go Louisiana or another route as well.
So people who are driving then on Church Street, that's going to be the main, that on-ramp to the Skyway from Church Street, that's the main one people need to know.
Correct.
Okay. How about the other traffic impacts on two of the other major projects?
Yeah, so the 290, so there's going to be lane restrictions over near Colvin Boulevard, so you're going to be down to two lanes instead of three. I don't anticipate much of delays over there. Once people get used to it, we saw this last year when the project kicked off, it just took a few weeks for people to get used to the new configuration over there. So you just got to get used to it. Expect, to add some time, both in the morning and the afternoon, just to make sure you allow yourself that extra time. But again, I don't see a huge impact once people get used to the new lane configurations.
Well, for that first week or so, I mean, how much does it kind of change what you guys do here at NITEC? I know you guys are very instrumental in notifying people about what happens, but this week it might be a hectic one for you.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll make sure we're really monitoring those areas very closely. I mean, we monitor 150 cameras in the region, but once these construction projects pick up, we'll make sure we're really paying a close attention to those areas because we know that there may be some delays in those areas.
I want to go back to the Skyway. What did you notice about the way that people handled the traffic configuration last year? And is it basically going to be the same this year, or do you expect there to be new obstacles?
Well, I expect it to be pretty similar, but like I said, that ramp from the 190 South is going to be closed to Route 5, so that is a change. But we really did not see major issues with traffic last year. Once people got used to it, it really wasn't bad. I think by the DOT being able to keep that project so that way inbound traffic could come into the city in the morning and outbound could come out of the city in the afternoon, that really helped things versus closing it down entirely. So that did make a change by keeping that traffic able to keep moving in and out of the city.
I'm not sure if you can speak to this, and let me know if you can or can't, but trucks that are coming through this region from out of the area, if let's say they're trying to get onto the Skyway when typically they would just take that ramp from the 190 South to get onto the Skyway. What's that notification like? Is there an easy process for them to figure it out, or is it basically...
There are posted detours for the truck route, which then the truck detour is a little different than the truck detour is actually for them to continue on the 190 south to the 90. But yeah, it is a posted truck. There is posted detour signs. I think that information is relayed out to the trucking community as well.
Have you all at NITEC ever had a year where you're like, hey, we don't have to worry about construction?
No. But some years there are lighter, you know, less impact construction projects going on. This summer and last summer, these three projects are kind of major projects going on. So that is an impact. But there are years there where there haven't been these huge major impact projects.
Where would you rate these last couple of years? Because I know the last year there was the 290 project, the 90, the Skyway was also happening. And it's basically the same thing this year as well. How would you rate these past couple of years compared to years past? Is this a heavy construction year, middle, light?
I think it'd be probably middle or even on the heavier side because they're major projects.
Anything else major that you think people should know about what's happening, what you all are doing?
Yep. So I just encourage everybody, one, to learn alternate routes. That's one thing that I think people should know. Know a couple different routes. This goes, you know, into consideration during winter months, but also during the construction season. But the information is available on our website. You can see the camera images on our website. You can get sign up and get text and email alerts as well. So I just encourage everyone to check out our website, our mobile app as well, because then they can get that information.
Do you happen to have any statistics about number of accidents? Is that something you guys follow?
Yes, we do. We collect a lot of the data here in the region regarding that, and we publish a report yearly. We just published our 2018 report, which is available on our website to the traveling public. So if you go under the About Us section on our website, there is a NITEC annual report that has a lot of that information in it.
Generally speaking, then, how are Buffalo drivers?
They're pretty good. So I think...
Are they?
They, you know, we look year after year, we do see an increase in congestion in this area and increase in incidents as well. But for the most part, you know, I think it's pretty standard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.